WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Sources say the U.S. and Ukraine have agreed to a framework for a deal over Ukraine's rare earth minerals, and President Zelensky is expected to travel to Washington on Friday. President Trump stopped short of confirming the deal, not exactly clear what Ukraine would get in return, although Trump has alluded to military aid. House Republicans have passed a budget blueprint meant to help President Trump deliver on his agenda. The final tally, 217 to 215, three Republican lawmakers flipping their votes after heavy lobbying from House Speaker Mike Johnson.
This is the first important step in opening up the reconciliation process. We have a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we are going to deliver the America First agenda. We're going to deliver all of it, not just parts of it, and this is the first step in that process.
Pope Francis is said to be in critical but stable condition close to 2 weeks into his hospitalization. The 88-year-old Pope has also had a CAT scan to check on the pneumonia he's battling in both lungs. No results have been offered. This is ABC News. The governor of Arizona, Gila River Indian Community, has declared a public safety emergency and instituted a two-week curfew for members under 18. Police responded to a shooting, four missing persons reports, 65 assaults, and 17 drug cases just last month. Oscar Sunday, just 4 days away, and this year a lot of new faces are up for awards.
Sebastian Stan, who plays Donald Trump in the movie The Apprentice, is up for Best Actor for the first time at this year's Academy Awards. Over in the Best Actress category, there are four first-time noms: Carla Sofia Gascon for Amelia Perez, Mikey Madison for Anora, Demi Moore for The Substance, and Fernanda Torres is up for her role in I'm Still Here. Meanwhile, every person up for Best Director is a first-timer. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Police in Columbia say they arrested a 40-year-old man for attempting to smuggle several bags of cocaine out of the country. They say scanner found it under his toupee. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. At the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Davante Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime time to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Justin Bieber have taken to social media to voice their concern for the singer. Bieber's recent public appearances have shown him looking disheveled, gaunt, and exhausted, prompting rumors that the pop star is using drugs again. Bieber says he is overtired because he actively parents his newborn son and has been holding late-night recording sessions. Reps for Bieber have adamantly denied that the pop star is using hard drugs again. More to come, I'm sure. Evel Knievel was one of the most popular motorcycle stuntmen in the world, and at times was even successful. According to Puberty.com, Leonardo DiCaprio is in talks to play Knievel in a new biopic. Legend has it that over the course of his career, Knievel broke 433 of the 205 bones in his body. In 1971, Evel Knievel jumped his motorcycle over 19 cars, a record that stood until it was finally broken in 1998 by none other than... no idea. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little slippery travel possible here in the overnight and into the first part of your Wednesday. A little rain-snow mix out there. Accumulations of snow should be an inch or less. Overnight lows in the lower 30s, Wednesday's high in the lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
About half of us will experience a mental health concern at some point in our lives. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. So let's open up about our mental health on the next new WISCO Weekend.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. If you haven't subscribed to the Hake Take, you need to get over to Substack or Sabrina Hake, H-A-A-K-E, Sabrina SabrinaHaake.substack.com, or just plug her name into substack.com and it'll pop right up, or Hake Take, H-A-A-K-E. The federal trial attorney, 20-plus years, specializing in First and 14th Amendment defense, contributor to numerous law journals and publications, including the Chicago Tribune. And apropos of today's conversation, Sabrina used to do business in Russia. Sabrina Hake, welcome back to the program. Tell us about your adventures in Putin land.
Thanks, Tom. Well, it was before Putin's time. It was actually a more hopeful time. It was in the 90s. So I did trademark licensing agreements everywhere, including Russia, China, South America, et cetera. And I had to go to Russia because our licensee eventually challenged our trademark after years of successfully doing business together under a great symbiosis. They decided to challenge it. The reason I'm alarmed by this latest move, which, I mean, it's kind of hard to figure out what to be alarmed by. It's almost quaint to worry about corrupt practices, given that we may be seeing jackboots on the ground within a month. Not to be alarmist, but I am alarmed. So foreign corrupt practices, bribery almost seems quaint compared to that potential. But when I was there doing business with a Russian licensee, I had to go to the Rospatent, which is the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office. We were facing a challenge, and one of the directors said to me point blank, your client is at a disadvantage legally. And I said, why? And then she said, because you're not allowed to bribe officials with her hand out, basically. So at that time, the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act was in effect, and before Trump's time, federal law really mattered. Most corporations I did business with would have nothing to do with a request for a bribery, and certainly my client didn't. We decided to dig our heels in and litigated. We hired Baker McKenzie out of Moscow, and we litigated. We spent many years, millions of dollars, and eventually won. The reason it's so alarming is that Trump, there's a press release today where Trump is saying we're suspending the enforcement of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which is the very thing that kept me from paying a bribe in Russia, because he says it's an unfair playing field. Well, that's just ridiculous. What he's done in doing is making it far more dangerous to do business abroad. And you have to wonder why is he so obsessed with gutting corrupt in bribery laws. In his first term, Rex Tillerson wouldn't go along with it, but he wanted to set aside the corruption laws and the bribery laws then as well. it suggests, obviously, that he thinks bribery is a fine way of doing business. Mm-hmm. American businesses are not at a disadvantage by not bribing. They are going to be made much more vulnerable to bribery requests, extortions, and the killings that are going on in Moscow are also frightening. I stayed at the Radisson Stolichnaya, which was right across the street from the Moscow subway, which is a beautiful old Stalin-era subway without really a scratch on the seats. It's crazy. Stayed there because of the proximity to the subway station. One of the American businessmen who helped develop that Radisson was gunned down while I was there. Walking down the stairs to the subway, he had started saying that he was fighting with the Russian, the Chechen mafia, that Russians wouldn't play fair. Nothing could be more true than what he said. Russians don't play fair. It's part of their ethos. Putin is a KGB-trained agent. Anyone who doesn't see or know that he is disappearing critics and disappearing businesses that won't play along with him isn't paying attention. We don't have accurate figures right now on the number of business people who have been murdered in Russia, but at least 38 that I've seen documented. And you have to understand, Russian state news doesn't let this information out. So we don't have an accurate grasp on how many executives and how many business people are murdered in Russia every year. But it's a way of doing business. The man who was murdered while I was there, the hotel developer, said that murder is a business procedure in Russia, and he's absolutely right. So you have to wonder what Trump is really trying to do by legalizing bribery in the foreign context, which suggests it's going to be legalized here as well. And the quote that I saw from him today, he is talking specifically about arms dealers, how arms dealers and fossil fuel concerns have been at a disadvantage by being prosecuted for the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. That just means they've been prosecuted for trying to engage in bribery. And I don't understand why anyone would think it's a good idea to legalize bribery, especially in this setting, especially when you consider that he has been doing Putin's bidding on all sides. It's alarming that he's trying to bring the KGB kind of thuggery into the United States business practices.
Yeah, I totally get it. Back in the 80s and 90s, I was working with an international relief organization, and we did business. I was in Russia as well. Although I was never solicited for a bribe, but I also went into Haiti to negotiate, for some property that we were going to use to build a program there, and their equivalent of housing and urban development, you know, their government minister, cabinet level or whatever their equivalent is in Haiti, just sitting in the meeting with me and my colleague from Germany, just right out said, give me $20,000 and we can make this happen. Cash. I want cash. And I was able to say, I'm sorry, that's against the law for me to do that. I could go to jail in the United States if I gave you that bribe, which was a really easy out for us. I just can't understand why Donald Trump would want to end that law unless some of the oligarchs around him, or maybe the Russian oligarchs who are pulling his strings, want to be able to take or receive bribes. I can't see any upside to the United States of America. I can't, and I know my colleagues, I still am in touch with many of the people that I worked with back in the 80s and 90s. I participated in starting programs in Uganda and Colombia and Peru. In India, in Russia, there was another dozen countries, and in the United States. And I just can't imagine that any of them would ever want to, have somebody say, give me 20 grand and I'll make this happen. And by the way, if you don't, there can be some consequences to you because I know you can do it.
And we're talking about millions. And put it in the context of Trump. When he was running for office of this re-election period, offering anyone, the oil tycoons, the fossil fuel planet destroyers, on the record, if you give me $1 billion, I will set aside the climate regulations.
That's right. Trump solicited a bribe.
How is that not a bribe? Yeah. How is this whole thing? Can I just say a little bit about treason? I don't know how much time
Please.
You have.
Yeah.
I'm talking now about what he's done with the military, politicizing the military. He's politicized every organization that has force in the rule of law to me, it's clear that he's getting ready to do something horrifically nefarious, like boots on the ground, et cetera. I think it's time for people to start thinking about how they're going to arm in their own communities. And I want to say a word about sedition. I get pushback sometime on social media about this. How is that not sedition? I want to remind your viewers, the Colorado Supreme Court found that Trump had engaged legally in insurrection in that Article 14, 14th Amendment Article 3 case that came out of Colorado. The U.S. Supreme Court put their stamp on that finding. When the Supreme Court said that Colorado couldn't enforce this law on its own because it would lead to chaos, they did not set aside the Supreme Court of Colorado's finding that Trump had engaged in insurrection. So there is a standing Supreme Court imprimatur on the finding that Trump is an insurrectionist. Yeah. So if you are fighting against an insurrectionist and you're fighting a seditionist, you are the patriots. You are not the seditionist. You're fighting the seditionist. So I want to make that clear. Well, I think we're going to have to talk about our neighbors getting armed and what we're going to do in the blue states when Trump starts cutting off benefits, FEMA, et cetera, to blue states. There are a number of things we can do, including why would you even pay taxes if we're going to be treated like that. But we need to get serious about what we're dealing with here. Trump has politicized the military and the Department of Justice, all law enforcement, and he's put in unqualified lackeys.
I get it. And I've been saying for years and years, for years on this program, I used to debate right wingers and sometimes they would come on. In fact, some of the militia people would come on and talk about how, we're going to take on the government with our guns. And I'm like, you can't take on the government with your guns. I mean, try taking down a Black Hawk helicopter and a battalion. It ain't going to happen. And so I have to push back on let's get weapons here. Although I'm not discouraging people from being armed. But to your point, and I think most Americans don't realize, if Trump gives an order to the military to shoot at civilians, to do a Kent State only, on steroids, a slaughter of people who are protesting, for example, if Trump gave that order is subject to the senior JAG officers, the senior attorneys in the Pentagon saying, no, that's an illegal order. The military should not follow that. And those are the people that he just fired.
He fired. That's exactly right. The adjutant generals, the JAGs for the military, there's no reason for Trump to fire them. Their role, their sole role, is to tell Trump that this order that you've given is unconstitutional.
That's right.
Why would he fire them other than the fact that he is planning on giving unconstitutional orders, which he's already done?
Yes. So, well, and he tried to do in his last term in office, as General Milley tells us. He wanted Milley's people to shoot at protesters, just shoot at their legs. Right.
Right. I hope Milley and the other generals are I hope the generals are all talking to each other. I assume they're not sitting quietly or off on vacation.
Well, I don't know about, Raising Cain. Right. Who Trump says showed up in Iraq, a three star general showed up illegally wearing a MAGA hat. Now, General
said,
Cain,
I'll kill for you.
Yeah. And General Cain says, no, I never did that. But or at least the people around him say he never did that. But these are I'm with you, Sabrina. We just have, by the way, 10 seconds. We have to take this stuff very seriously.
Right. I agree. There's no hyperbole that's off the table here. What's happening is very serious. And it took Hitler less than 2 months to completely undo
53
the
days. 53 days. Check out the Hake Take over on Substack, HAAKE. Hake Take. Do I have that right, Sabrina?
You do. The Hake Take, and it's free.
Okay, absolutely. And it's really worth reading. Just go to Substack.com and plug it in, and it'll pop right up. Sabrina, thanks so much. It's always great talking with you.
Thanks for all you do. Thank you.
Back at you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So what's up with this Republican House member who isn't getting arrested right now? I'll tell you about that. It's an amazing story. Stick around.
How how would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
You know, I really enjoy it when anyone else besides me cooks. Truly, I do. And if you feel the same, then the upcoming fundraiser at Christine and Domestic Abuse Services on Friday, February 28th just might interest you. You can taste delicious creations from over 30 chefs, all from the local community. Then vote on your favorite and see who wins Top Chef. If this is an event that interests you, and remember, it's for a good cause, you're going to want to check it out and get your tickets. Or heck, buy a whole table. Go to WISS.FM, click events, and get yours now.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
The night was cold, the air was thin. Another story left untold within. In Moscow streets where shadows play, another Russian fell out the window today. Whispers in the halls of power, where fear and silence always tower. Questions hang like smoke in air. Was it fate or was it carefully prepared? Another Russian fell. of light, exposing darkness in the dead of night. But truth in Russia comes at a price. Another window, another life. In the Kremlin shadow, fear prevails. Freedom's voice forever trails. Accidents they claim each time, but the pattern shows a darker eye. Another Russian fell out the window. Where did the truth go? Does anybody know?
24 minutes past the hour. Is that the fate of America? Is that what's coming for us? Another journalist, opponent of Trump falls out a window. Meanwhile, you probably have never heard of Congressman Corey Mills. He's a Republican from Orlando in the U.S. House of Representatives. He lives in D.C., and apparently his family does not, because he's been getting it on with a 27-year-old woman. I don't know how old he is, but he's got a gray beard and gray sideburns. And here's the story. I'll just read it straight up. This is from Jay Kuo over at statusquo.substack.com, K-U-O. Police arrived at a D.C. luxury penthouse apartment last Wednesday night over a reported assault. A 27-year-old woman, physically shaking and scared when the police arrived, had reported the incident. She showed them bruises and identified her significant other as the perpetrator. That man is GOP Representative Corey Mills. The unnamed woman, who is not Mills' wife, said they have been romantically involved for over a year. Mills' office is downplaying the incident, calling it a private matter. And the victim has now changed her tune, much like Pete Hegseth's wives. NBC News has reviewed three different police reports. The first police report says that over the phone, the woman let officers hear Mills instruct her to lie about the origin of her injuries. When the police arrived, she showed them fresh bruises on her arm. Mills later made contact with the police and admitted to them that the situation had escalated from a verbal altercation to a physical one severe enough to cause bruising. Now, that admission by the congressman is enough for an arrest warrant. And in fact, the police issued an arrest warrant. But it has to be signed off on by the D.C. federal prosecutor, who is this guy, Ed Martin, who is Trump's guy now. He was very involved with Stop the Steal in 2020. He sucks up to Elon Musk. He says he's going to, he makes vague threats against people that Musk doesn't like. This is the guy who threatened Chuck Schumer and Robert Garcia. And Garcia's fighting back, and Schumer. This is crazy stuff. And hang on.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And apparently, because Mike Johnson needs Mills' vote to give a tax cut to billionaires by gutting Medicaid, they're not going to arrest the guy.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Sources say the U.S. and Ukraine have agreed to a framework for a deal over Ukraine's rare earth minerals, and President Zelensky is expected to travel to Washington on Friday. President Trump stopped short of confirming the deal. Not exactly clear what Ukraine would get in return, although Trump has alluded to military aid. House Republicans have passed a budget blueprint meant to help President Trump deliver on his agenda. The final tally, 217 to 215, three Republican lawmakers flipping their votes after heavy lobbying from House Speaker Mike Johnson.
This is the first important step in opening up the reconciliation process. We have a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we are going to deliver the America First agenda. We're going to deliver all of it, not just parts of it, and this was the first step in that process.
Pope Francis is said to be in critical but stable condition close to 2 weeks into his hospitalization. The 88-year-old Pope has also had a CAT scan to check on the pneumonia he's battling in both lungs. No results have been offered. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothy Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Devontae Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little slippery travel possible here in the overnight and into the first part of your Wednesday. A little rain-snow mix out there. Accumulations of snow should be an inch or less. Overnight lows in the lower 30s. Wednesday's high in the lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Matt Nair on Air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
yes.
with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild is teaming up with Jess BS while I am out pursuing my life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness on a beach. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Do not obey in advance, no fall in line. When the strong man calls, remember the signs. Question the orders, resist the dance. Save democracy. Not obey in advance. Women's rights under fire. Their voices.
35 minutes past the hour. So, fascinating piece over in The Guardian today. I'll pick up your calls in just a minute. I just want to share this story with you. They start out with a story of Meg. She's 60 years old. She's an office manager from Maryland. She says, I bought my home in a hurry in 2020. It was less expensive to take out a mortgage than to keep paying ever-increasing rents. But now housing costs consume 50%, literally half of her take-home pay. She said, I keep increasing the deductibles on the home insurance to try to keep the premiums down. They ratchet up every year while my income doesn't. Our necessities consume 75% of my income with half of that, 50% of that housing costs. And what's going on is that mortgage costs are up, right? I mean, you know, mortgage rates right now, depending on your credit rating, are running 5 to 7% or more. Home insurance premiums are going through the ceiling all over the country, and particularly in areas that are hit by natural disasters, by climate change disasters, and then rising property taxes. And wages are not keeping track with any of this stuff. So, you know, what do you do? Oh, and home equity interest rates are now at 11%. So what do you do with this? How do you prevent? I mean, the whole point of the article is that home ownership for many Americans has become a nightmare. You know, this dream of, you know, I'll buy a home and it'll increase in value faster than inflation and I'll be able to sell it when I retire and, you know, move into a cheap condo and have enough money to, you know, live for the rest of my life and take a cruise and whatever. And it's just not working out that way. Also, just maintenance costs are going through the roof. You know, plumbers and electricians and, you know, everybody and his brother is charging over $100 an hour just to show up. So what do you do? What should America do? This, you know, probably I should write an op-ed about this at some length, but there's a bunch of things that I can think of that we can do. Number one, we should ban the ownership of single-family homes by hedge funds or corporations or billionaires or foreign investors and just say homes are for people to live in, number one. And number two, other countries are doing a whole lot of good stuff. Chile and Costa Rica offer grants to home buy first-time home buyers. They actually subsidize the purchase of your first house. Mortgage guarantees, loans at preferential rates, and subsidies on interest, not just deductions, but subsidies on the interest paid on mortgage loans, are all available in Croatia, Estonia, and Norway. Poland has a first apartment program that allows first-time buyers to open subsidized housing savings accounts with tax-exempt savings, sort of like we have with our health savings accounts. By the way, this is something that Kamala Harris had proposed. And she wanted to give first-time homebuyers 50 grand. Remember this? This was a big deal. It was a serious proposal. At least 25 OECD countries, you know, the wealthiest democracies, not including the United States,
have laws to help over-indebted homeowners avoid foreclosure. These include subsidies for mortgage payments, payment of arrears, postponement of payments, refinancing mortgages, and mortgage-to-rent schemes. Down payment assistance. Some countries help with down payments to make homeownership more affordable, particularly for first-time buyers. And many democratic nations invest in public housing programs. And we did, too, at one time. I mean, public housing was a cornerstone of Lyndon Johnson's great society. And you know, in some ways it didn't work out, and in a lot of ways it worked out really well. I mean, you can condemn public housing all day long, you know, and, oh, yeah, you're creating ghettos and all this kind of thing, but it's a hell of a lot better than the tent cities that we have right now, isn't it? I mean, isn't that, you know, pretty straightforward stuff? So I think there are things we can do about the housing crisis in the United States. We are not without power and ability, and we should be getting about it. And Democrats should be talking about it more. And again, where the hell is Kamala Harris right now? She warned us over and over and over again as we were shoveling money at her that Trump was a fascist. Where is she now? So, picking up your call, Susan in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
This question may be a sort of a neither here nor there anymore, but it's something that nags at me, and I never hear an answer to it. So the $4 trillion that Musk is tasked with finding for the tax cuts, right, in order to make up for this bill that or the act that is sunsetting this year. My understanding is all this hacking and slashing is to find the $4 trillion to pay for the
it's
tax
actually
cuts
it's actually a little over two. They want to raise the debt ceiling $4.5 trillion, and they want to give a $4.5 trillion tax cut to billionaires. But they're going to pay for part of it with new debt, and part of it by destroying Medicare and obviously they have Social Security and Medicaid in their sights as well. Not to mention all the slashing and burning that Elon's doing in D.C.
Right. Well, obviously, regardless, this is a huge amount of money. What did they do the first time to find the funding? I mean, this is pretty extraordinary, obviously. They're cutting and slashing this and that, agencies and departments and programs. What in the world did they do the first time to enact this?
For Trump's tax cuts?
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't do anything. They ran up the national debt by, as I recall, $7.8 trillion. Trump's increase in the national debt was the largest in the history of the United States any four-year term, and was larger than any 8-year term Republicans. I think it's important to put this in context, Susan. When we came out of World War II, our national debt was at about 136% of GDP, which is roughly where it is right now. We're at 130% of GDP. We were deeply in debt when we came out of World War II. We had a 91% top income tax rate. We had a 55% top corporate income tax rate, and people actually paid their taxes. There were not a great number of loopholes. So from 1945, at the end of World War II, through the Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, and Carter administrations, we paid down that national debt all the way down to the point where when Ronald Reagan came into office, the national debt stood at $800 billion, 0.8 trillion, not even $1 trillion. So we were on, and you want to have some national debt because you've got to be able to issue treasuries because they stabilize marketplaces. In fact, the one time that we paid off the entire national debt, which was in 1836 during the administration of Andrew Jackson, it threw the United States into the deepest and longest depression in the history of our country. Because there was just no place you could safely put money, and the faith and confidence in the American economic system just collapsed, and in the dollar internationally. So we were down to $800 billion. Reagan put into place a series of two major tax cuts for billionaires and big corporations. He dropped the top tax rate. At that point, it was at 74%. LBJ had lowered it from 90% down to 74%, but he closed so many loopholes that he actually increased taxes on rich people. So Reagan cut that down to 25%, and then a year later had to raise it back up to 27%, and dropped the corporate tax rate down into the mid-30s. I forget exactly where it was. And that added so much debt to the United States that when Reagan left office in 1989, the national debt was $2.4 trillion. So he tripled the national debt. And then, of course, you had George W. Bush who came in and added another $6 or $7 trillion to the national debt with two major tax cuts, and then another $6 trillion with two wars that he did not put on the books. Obama put those wars on the books, so it looked like Obama increased the national debt. But, you know, in fact, all he did was just acknowledge that we had spent this money on these wars and we had these ongoing obligations. And then Trump did it again. You know, with another $7 trillion. So now we're $36 trillion in debt. And all of that debt, except for the first $800 billion, eight-tenths of $1 trillion, is from Reagan, Trump, and Bush. You know, three Republican presidents. That's it. So that's how we got here, Susan. And in fact, had Reagan and Trump and Bush never cut taxes, if we were still operating at a 74% income tax, without the loopholes that have been added by Republicans since then, you know, we not only could choose not to have any national debt at all, we could have a huge surplus. We could afford to have a national health care system. We could afford to give everybody in the country free college. But, you know, you've got this handful of right-wing billionaires who don't want to pay their damn taxes, led by a handful of petro-billionaires. They're the moving and shaking force behind this, who have funded think tanks and right-wing radio stations and three television networks, who are, you know, convincing the average voter that, you know, getting a $200 tax break is a really, really big deal, and therefore you should sign off on $7 trillion, or in this case, $4.5 trillion in tax breaks for billionaires. That's where we're at. That's how we got here. And it's just insane. Susan, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Great question. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New Year, New You, New Nordic.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans and they help me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Pedro in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, Pedro, what's up?
Tom, how you doing, sir?
I am great, but I'll get better, Pedro. How about you?
That's great to hear. I am doing excellent myself. Cheery, even though I know the country is in a downward spiral. I think about the Snoopy and the Sopwith Camel, and, you know, when he gets shot and he starts going down, that's where I see the U.S. at right now.
There you go.
But anyway... I have a quick question. Do you remember when Matt Gaetz voted McCarthy out of the speakership?
Yeah, I remember it well.
Do you remember that rule?
Do I remember what?
Do you remember the rule? The rule that they used? There was a new rule that they had invented, right?
Yeah, that any one member could object to the speakership and call a vote, basically. Now it requires seven members.
But it doesn't matter from what party, correct?
That's right.
Why don't the Democrats start doing stuff like that? Start creating chaos. Start getting in their business.
Yeah. You'd have to ask Hakeem Jeffries.
I saw him last night on that with Rachel Maddow, like you said earlier in the show. And, oh, my God, I was arguing back with
the guy is the biggest recipient of any member of Congress or any Democrat in Congress of AIPAC money. He's
I'm so disappointed. I'm just so disappointed in this guy.
I was too. I was beside myself because he just kept talking and mentioning old talking points.
Yeah.
Absolutely no, nothing substantive about a pathway forward.
Yeah.
You know, and I was really, really disappointed when I heard that. But boy, I would love to see the Democrats start throwing wrenches into their works. I mean, they have nothing to lose.
I agree. I think that if that was a strategy that might actually produce some benefit for the Democrats, that probably some of the, you know, Jamie Raskin or Jasmine Crockett or AOC, excuse me, would be talking about it. And they're not. So it's probably something that, you know, might actually backfire. I don't know.
It may not, like you said, it may not prove anything or be productive, but it still took them off.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I'm all in favor of sanding the gears. Pedro, I got to run. Thanks for the call. Nancy in Oaklawn, Illinois. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Well, I'm sitting here literally shaking time. I used to listen to WCPT because it gave me hope and I felt good. I no longer feel that way. And when I hear people like you saying I'm thoroughly disappointed, I am more than I am so far, you know, as angry as I am at the criminal cons, I am so 1,000% more angry at these Democrats. And they're working at deserving that nickname that the cons keep giving them, and they keep falling to these guys, and I am feeling like I am not represented. I have never been represented. They're following this broken two-party system, completely broken two-party system, yeah, that they should have given up on years. Nothing's changed in 200 years. They still have a minority rule in this country. It's still a reactive country government, not a proactive government. They have conceded and that not compromised, and that's the reason we have an undemocratic branch of the three branch government. I am so fed up with this.
Yeah.
Not
I think an awful lot of this, Nancy, started when
they're doing nothing. They're doing nothing about it, and it's making me sick. And I am going to fight to my death for my country, but that's what it's going to come to. We are already in a civil war, and we will probably go to world war. Thanks to the Democrats not getting rid of this guy in the first place, and now the whole half of the government is all poisoned. And there's no way they're going to fight it back. And like you said, I get depressed now when I listen to radio. I've given up on TV because it's making me literally sick.
Yeah, I get it. Nancy, thank you for the call. I'm out of time here to respond, but thank you for the call. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. I still think there's hope for democracy and for our democracy, as bad as it is. In fact, this might be exactly what we need to wake the hell up. So get out there, get active, tag You're It. 5051, F-I-F-T-Y, F-I-F-T-Y dot O-N-E, and indivisible.org. Check them out. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow on the other side. I said that.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, Tom Paulswitz and I dig into DEI in the age of Trump. We share with you some of the things MLK said that you may never have heard of.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. House Republicans have passed a budget blueprint meant to help President Trump deliver on his agenda. The final tally was 217 to 15, three Republican lawmakers flipping their votes after heavy lobbying from House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We got it done. We had the requisite number of votes to move this process along, and now passing the budget resolution in the House, it will go to the Senate.
Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine and the U.S. have reached an agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals in exchange for hundreds of millions in U.S. military aid. President Trump announcing that his administration plans to sell a gold card, his version of a green card, that will cost $5 million. Trump saying it will give wealthy people an expedited route to citizenship. The FAA says a Southwest Airlines plane landed safely at Chicago Midway after a close call with a business jet that entered the runway without authorization. This is ABC News. Health expert.